I remember acquiring behavior patterns that relate to the family meal. Mm-hmm. There's one that, you know, that began very young. The meal time in our home, evening meals, were a ritual. Mm-hmm. They were the last thing that they did was nourish you. But you know, all of the other things were cultural, communal.
Right.
Where you sat, how you ate, when you ate. We never ate without my father being present. I mean, literally. I was probably 15 years old before my mother would consider having us eat supper before my father got home from work. And so I remember very early on being impressed with these rules of engagement at the dining table. And that lasted forever.
Hmm, interesting. Yeah, I guess it really, you know, instills a lot of respect for your family and the hard work that they do when your parents and grandparents raise you that way.
Right, and what it did was it set the pattern and relationships around the dinner table. It was like X's and O's in a football squad. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew their position, they knew their jobs, and they had to execute. And it turned out that those relationships that were represented at the dinner table or in the kitchen were the same relationships that extended to the next day later on and in other rooms.
Right.
It was the place where you set the rules. Who sat where? Don't eat